From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the approach to Mosul is being carried out with great caution. Iraqi troops are moving cautiously in a neighborhood just inside the city limits of Mosul, going cautiously from house to house to ensure the safety of civilians. Soldiers had to be wary of booby trap bombs as well as ambushes and sniper fire from Islamic State militants who are being urged by their leader to remain and resist losing the last major city they hold in Iraq. The breach into the city of Mosul, which IS seized more than 2 years ago, triggered the exodus of hundreds of families to camps located east of the city. In those cities and villages outside the front line, some locals say they fear, as long as militants control the provincial capital, that nowhere in the area is safe. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more from Bartella, Iraq.
Soldiers say civilians are trapped in the battle zones, and they are fighting IS militants on the streets. The next phase of the struggle for Mosul is coming soon, and soldiers say it is expected to be long and dangerous for everyone involved.
IS techniques are suicide bombs and explosive cars, which are dangerous for everyone. But we want to liberate Mosul, and our soldiers are well trained.
As towns and villages surrounding Mosul are recaptured, a world of destruction is revealed. Shops and homes are in rubble. Windows are shattered, and shell casings are scattered on the streets. The International Organization for Migration says more than 20,000 people have been displaced since the offensive began more than 2 weeks ago, and as many as a million more are expected. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Bartella, Iraq.
Read more about this. See more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military says that two of its service members died as a result of wounds they sustained during early morning counter-Taliban operations in northern Afghanistan. The military said in a statement issued in Kabul that the service members came under fire during a train, advise, and assist mission with our Afghan partners to clear a Taliban position and disrupt the group's operations in Kunduz district. Two other Americans were wounded during the mission. The commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, described the loss as heartbreaking and offered the deepest condolences on behalf of his forces to the families and friends of the victims. Despite this event, the general said U.S. forces are steadfast in their commitment to help Afghan partners defend their nation. Two trains collided early Thursday in the Pakistani port city of Karachi, killing at least 21 people. An official at Karachi's Jinnah Hospital said as many as 50 others injured in the crash had been brought to the hospital. A factory worker told the French news agency that an inbound train hit another train that was parked at the station. News broadcasts showed rescuers cutting through wreckage as they tried to reach passengers trapped in train cars. Wounded passengers on hospital beds described watching in horror as their Zakaria Express coming from the city of Multan rammed into another packed passenger train, which was parked at the station. Authorities are saying an initial investigation into the accident suggests that railway staff gave the green signal to the train by mistake. On the U.S. political scene, Hillary Clinton reveled in reliably red Arizona, seeking to pluck a Republican state away from Donald Trump in the closing days of the caustic race for the White House. Trump, meanwhile, campaigned with rare discipline as he tries to close his gap with Clinton before next week's election. Trump, campaigning Wednesday in Florida, teasingly quoted his staff as saying, "Stay on point, Donald, stay on point. No sidetracks, Donald. Nice and easy, nice and easy." Hillary Clinton's campaign, the Democratic candidate, has been eyeing Arizona for weeks, given Trump's unpopularity with Hispanic voters. And in the U.S. World Series, the Chicago Cubs won their first World Series in 108 years, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-7 in 10 innings. Cubs led 6-3 after the first six innings, but Cleveland scored three runs in the bottom of the eighth to tie it up. Neither team scored in the ninth. After a brief rain delay, the game went into extra innings. Both teams hope to end long droughts without a world title. The Cubs last won in 1908. The Indians' last series win was in 1948.
That's the latest world news from VOA.